This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the other side of the international dateline, it is already Tuesday. What many in Hong Kong are expecting to be another day of protests in the heart of that very capitalist city. The demonstrations do have political roots. Demands for the central Chinese government in Beijing to allow free elections in Hong Kong, but they may well have distinctly economic after effects. Kate Davidson gets us going.
Jeff Wasserstrom studies protest movements in China. He says the demonstrators filling the streets of Hong Kong don't want Beijing to vet their political candidates. They want Hong Kong to remain different from the mainland.
There are things you can talk about. There are books you can buy in Hong Kong, even though it's part of the People's Republic of China, that are off limits in other parts of the People's Republic of China.
And those differences extend to the financial sector. Hong Kong has freer capital flows, more financial regulations, and the rule of law, all very attractive for businesses. Nariman Baravish is chief economist of IHS.
You've got a lot of Western banks having big operations there. You've got a lot of Chinese banks. So Hong Kong plays a very important role financially in Asia, but especially with respect to financial flows and capital flows in and out of China.
Hong Kong is often called a gateway to China. So an American or European manufacturer typically might set up a plant in mainland China to lower labor costs, but it would also have a presence in Hong Kong, where it's easier to raise capital in the Asian markets. Economist Hei Wai Tang is from Hong Kong and teaches at Johns Hopkins.
So they would try to do most of the financial services and transactions in Hong Kong and do the manufacturing or selling inside China.
The democracy protests in Hong Kong might cause short-term market disruptions, but Tang says the big question Western businesses have to grapple with is what Hong Kong's integration with China looks like if China's in charge. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.